The best Christmas gift ever, do you remember? When I was a kid, every Christmas morning was amazing. Christmas Eve was at my grandparents' house, my mom's parents, aunts and uncles and cousins, lots of relatives, lots of food, and lots of presents. Christmas Day at home was early, and opening gifts was first. Everyone in pajamas found a spot, piled their gifts, and then dug in. Everyone smiled and laughed. It was perfect. Later, we drove to the other grandparents, my dad's family. This gathering was different. The food was great, but there were fewer relatives and very few gifts. What's interesting is I miss those family Christmases equally. Even though the pile of gifts never compared, they seem to balance well now. In fact, when I think back on all the wrappings, my memory sticks to a single gift, a small net bag of plain wooden blocks. They were building blocks of different shapes, rectangles, squares, angles, and arches. At the time, they were not exciting. But now, I see them as part of the perfect gift. They came from grandparents who had little to give, except love. Just like Christmas Eve with the huge pile of gifts. What I remember most is the kitchen aroma, and the laughter and all those smiles. My view of gifts changed as my toys changed. The best gifts are not in the package, but in the hearts of the givers. Sadly, Christmas traditions fade. They pass on with the family that made them great. That's just the way it is. But I have to say, for Christmas this year, I wouldn't mind getting a small bag of wooden blocks. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.